The 5G gauntlet was thrown down by Trump officials long ago. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo personally warned his German counterpart Heiko Maas a year ago there was no way Huawei would be acceptable in a network carrying shared data because Chinese law compels private companies to cooperate with government intelligence operations.
We can't permit private citizen data from the United States or national security data from the United States to go across networks that we don't have confidence, that we don't view as trusted networks.
Put more bluntly, and it was on occasion, any country that uses Huawei technology in its telecommunications systems may be cut off from U.S. intelligence sharing programs, including inside NATO, due to concerns about Chinese government access. That's no small consideration. Foreign Minister Maas explained the German view, shared by other European governments, that the risks of using Huawei could be contained and countered.
We have concerns here, and every company that participates in these bidding procedures has to comply with the security requirements. Otherwise, they don't stand a chance of being granted a license.
On the other side, Beijing was threatening sanctions if Huawei was frozen out. Last week came the long-awaited decision, a compromise. The European Commission announced it would allow components from any company to be incorporated into 5G networks as long as safeguards were implemented from a set of jointly agreed measures officials are calling a toolbox. The UK, which participates in a special intelligence partnership with the US called Five Eyes, made the same decision unilaterally. The Commission Vice President in charge of digital affairs, Margrethe Vestager, acknowledged the move would be controversial.
Both our communication and the EU toolbox are based on an objective assessment of risk and a balanced set of possible measures. They apply across the board and do not target any specific country or company. At the same time, we know that the decisions of the European Union and its member states will take the decision that we will take, well, that will matter and have an impact in the way that we relate to our partners. And we want, of course, to tackle this head-on in an open and a frank manner.
U.S. Army General Ben Hodges, who was the top-ranking commander of American troops in Europe before his retirement in 2017, doesn't shy away from criticizing Trump administration decisions he feels are counterproductive to U.S. and NATO security. On Huawei, however, Hodges believes Washington is wise to demand China, as an economic adversary, be kept as far away from allied infrastructure as possible.
I think this is something we need to have our eyes wide open about. You know, how China competes in the economic sphere and in the information sphere, it's clearly not transparent. It's not fair. I don't know anybody that trusts any information coming out from China right now about this coronavirus.
But not everyone is buying the American argument. Veteran journalist Paul Taylor, who analyzes transatlantic security for the Brussels-based think tank Friends of Europe, suggests more than a hint of hypocrisy here.
I think the Europeans also have a legitimate point in saying, you know, why should we be less dependent on China than you are? You know, China owns $1 trillion worth of U.S. Treasury bonds. You know, most of U.S. Mobile phones are made in China. You know, you've been using China as your factory, as your back office, your assembly line, and as your lender of last resort for the last 20 years. And now you're telling us we can't put bits of their tech into our telephone systems when you're unable to make an alternative for us. So I think that makes it difficult for the Europeans to accept a sort of all or nothing argument.
It's not yet clear what the U.S. will do, faced with EU defiance of its threats. Secretary of State Pompeo, visiting the U.K. just days after the Huawei decision was announced, doubled down on criticism of China, but dodged the question of continued intelligence sharing with Europe.
This is about a model that the Chinese Communist Party has, where they place requirements on these businesses. And there's not only a legal requirement, but there's deep financial investment. You have senior leaders in these companies that are tied to the Chinese Communist Party. We think that it's not about a technical back door. They have the front door. And so we want to make sure that when we're thinking about how we're going to structure our networks, that we get it right.
What's not in dispute is that neither an American nor a European company has developed the same level of 5G technology as China now possesses. And while there's a lot of belated hang-wringing about that, for now, Huawei is the only way, and Europe has made its choice. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.